Welcome back into Fred Nats on Deck here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network from Extended Stay. I'm Adam Gotkin. We are just about 10 minutes out from first pitch, and we're very lucky to be joined by first baseman Juan Cruz. Juan, you're in year one here of professional baseball, just over a month into this season. What's this adjustment been like now to, you know, playing every day, traveling every single week? Just how's it been 1 month plus in?
I mean, college we had midweeks on Tuesdays, and then we would travel Thursdays to go play, so it hasn't been much of an adjustment other than the fact that it's six games instead of three-game weekends, but it's been a smooth transition into the regular season.
How do you feel like it's been to, I know it's something you get to do in college, playing 3 days in a row, but, you know, have that full week of playing the same team 6 days in a row, the chance to, you know, see pitchers a couple times. What's that adjustment been like?
It's good because most of the time in the season you'll see the same team twice and they'll be within months, but seeing the same team for 6 days in a row, and then, you know, you see them four times in the season, it really helps when it comes to having an approach and having a plan of action for the game.
And of course, year one for you, year one for this coaching staff as well, and it's a young one. You know, everyone's in their 20s, 30s. What's that been like for you here, first year in professional baseball, and you've got coaches that are pretty much the same age as you?
I mean, we all click. We're basically a family. Like, I know roster-wise, we have a pretty young roster, but if you just hang out with the guys and spend time with them, you wouldn't even notice it.
What's it been like adjusting to, you know, having guys come in and out? That's one of the things that's new to pro ball. When you're in college, you have your team for the year, and, you know, that's your team. What's that been like, you know, welcoming new guys in?
I mean, we've all spent time together in spring training at one point or another. Either we played against each other, played with each other. So we all have a background, and we all have the same goal in mind, which is winning.
And for you yourself, you know, you played at a smaller school, Alabama State, in the SWAC. Had a lot of success there, though, of course. You know, most hits in all of NCAA Division I last year. But, you know, now moving up here to professional baseball, what's been, you think, the biggest thing that you've had to adjust to in terms of your actual game at the plate or in the field?
I mean, it's obviously a learning curve jumping from college to here, regardless of what level of college you did play at, but more of a consistency thing, having a good day one day, having a bad day another, just staying in the middle. Don't let your highs get too high, don't let your lows get too low, just ride a wave.
And of course, you're coming off a pretty big high yesterday, triple shy of the cycle, a double and a home run. Can you just take me through that day at the plate for you and, you know, your double and home run at-bats?
I mean, it was just sticking to an approach, trying to hit it right back where it was pitched, and it worked out well yesterday, but today's a new day, so we'll see where it goes.
We're here with Juan Cruz on Fred Nats on Deck, just about 10 minutes away from first pitch here in game three of the series between the Fred Nats and the Woodpeckers. So Juan, you know, as someone who plays first base here, of course, another thing that's maybe a little bit different is all of the changes in the infield every single day, guys moving around. What's that like, just trying to get used to, you know, the chemistry? And of course, you know, you've played with guys in spring training, but, you know, when there's someone coming up across the infield from you and you haven't played with them in a while.
I mean, we do practice prior to the game, so we each get a feel of basically how someone throws, if they have some tail, run, fly, if they have a lot of ride. So it's just get used to it in practice, and we're ready for the game when the time comes.
So for you, what do you think has been the most fun part of playing professional baseball so far?
The most fun part, definitely just the group of guys that we have. It's just, it reminds you to play the game like a kid again, and it's just the environment that it creates is really fun to be around.
What's it like to be in a clubhouse that you have, where you have, you know, guys who are really high up in the prospect list and, you know, are very humble? How much does that help the team as a whole, the clubhouse as a whole, to not really have any guys who, you know, have too big of egos?
It creates an amazing chemistry, and it's an amazing work environment, but it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you're coming to play with your friends at the ballpark, and it's just really fun to be around.
All right, well, Juan, thank you so much. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.